morning, and welcome to Voice of the Parrot. I'm your host, Shasta Ray, and I am joined in the studio by the giant dog, who is snoring loudly. I will try my best to edit him out, but he was my choice to bring in the studio tonight. We've been hanging out a lot, and you know what? He's getting older, and I try to give him as much attention as I can. Every day is filled with activities and busyness and work and everything else and birds, so I always try to give him as much attention as I possibly can, because otherwise it's just kind of not fair to him. But he's had a really good day. We had a really good walk together, and he had some dinner, and we went for a ride. We went to the store, and here we are in the studio. As for the birds, they are all upstairs watching me TV tonight. Murray was hanging out with me most of the afternoon, flapping around the house, causing trouble, and destroying my work desk. He loves doing that. So he was clinging to me today, and we were playing quite a bit between customer interactions with my day job. And I made the entire flock some dinner tonight and put that out, so he was enjoying that with the budgies. And he was actually behaving himself with them pretty well. Sometimes he gets a little bit, territorial, waves his beak around a little bit and just tries to scare them all off. But then there's other days where he's very cooperative, and today was one of those. So I'll go get him later and we'll hang out and watch some TV together. He's really, really, really clingy. So anyway, fun day. Yes, it was. And all of the birds are going through toys like crazy. Oh my gosh. I just put in another order with Mile High Parrot Supply. I give them all my business. I love the prices I get from them when it comes to seed and shred toys and destruction toys, forage toys, all sorts of stuff. So he's got a really good source, and I always give them my business, and it's probably the best economical way that I can keep my birds all entertained. And all of their seed is very, very fresh. He is always selling. He sells to other breeders, and he sells to individuals just like yourselves out there. I have noticed there has been an increase in the listener base. Mile High Parrot Supply has been handing out some of my business cards. He's been tucking them in orders. And his last bird show that he went to, he had some on his table. So thank you, Chris and Kendra at Mile High Parrot Supply, for supporting the podcast. And thank you for everyone else who's been tuning in due to those business cards. It's a wonderful thing to see those numbers increasing. Welcome, and thanks for joining the fun. Oh my gosh. What do we have in store tonight? We are going to talk about bird nutrition by way of the top five most popular brands of bird pellets. At least this was consistently across the board. I did several Google searches, and these were the five brands that kept coming up. So I'll tell you what my favorites are and why. And then we have an epic fail by Bird Tricks again. I love picking on them. No, they're not bad people. They're not. And like I said the last time I talked about them, I think they really genuinely love birds. And I think they really genuinely want to make a difference for people that keep pet birds. But there's some stuff out there that I think they could step up their game at a little bit. So we'll talk about them at the end. And let's just jump right in. In no particular order, I'm going to start with, and I'm going to be honest, I see it spelled all the time, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's L-E-F-E-B-E-R apostrophe S. So Lefebvre's? I think it's Lefebvre's pellets. And this is a very popular brand out there, but here's what I don't like about a lot of pellets, and it doesn't just stop at the brands that I'm going to refer to today. There's other brands that do the same thing. So what I want to start off by saying is, no matter what you do and what you choose to feed your bird, first off, it's your choice, right? It's your bird, it's your money, and sometimes you got to go with what the bird will eat. I am not big on chemicals and lab-created nutrition. The more natural the nutrition is for your birds, the better, all the way around. And there's some ups and downs with some of this stuff. Sometimes popular and cheap does not mean better. So the other thing I see out there, like in Facebook groups and online, in forums, stuff like that, I see people just going by popularity, ease of finding it. So sometimes you do a search and it's the first one that comes up, so you just automatically assume it's the best, or the price is right kind of game. Sometimes that factors in. But what I never hear anyone talking about is reading the ingredients list. So that's kind of my approach today with this. Back to Lefebvre's. Am I saying that right? Lefebvre. For this episode, we're going to call it that. And gosh, if I'm not saying it right, I do apologize. So let's jump in with this. I am going to read the list. They start out with ground corn, soybean meal, wheat flour, cane molasses, hulled oats, dried whole egg, canola oil, dicalcium phosphate, ground limestone, iodized salt, citric acid, DL methionine, choline chloride, L-lysine, vitamin A supplement, vitamin D3 supplement, vitamin E supplement, ascorbic acid, niacin supplement, beta-carotene, D-calcium pantothenate, am I saying that right? Riboflavin supplement, thiamine mononitrate, pyridoxine hydrochloride, vitamin B12 supplement, folic acid, copper methionine chelate, manganese oxide, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, zinc oxide, tocopherols, biotin, and sodium selenite. So really, as far as natural ingredients on this, there's very little. And the fourth ingredient on the list is cane molasses. So it's got kind of a sugar-esque kind of ingredient as one of the top ingredients. I'm going to stop right here. First off, corn. Let's talk about corn for just a moment. There's good and bad with corn. A lot of people don't realize that corn is a hybridized type of grass. It's in the grass family, actually. And it's over the thousands and thousands of years, it's been kind of manipulated by humans. And that's why it produces those big ears with lots and lots of grain, like the little grains on it, the little corns on it, right? So it is in the grass family. And I think, A, it's a really good filler type ingredient. But B, I think people think that since it's kind of in that direction, it's probably somewhat natural to some birds. I don't think it should be the top ingredient. And I'm going to just take a little detour really quick. Genetically modified corn is what's in a lot of stuff these days. And I mean a lot of stuff. And it is not natural. It has been hybridized with a fungus. And they do that so it's resistant to things like herbicides, so they can spray Roundup on it and it won't kill the corn. It is a frankenfood. It is not good. So if you're not seeing organic, you can best bet that it is probably going to be a genetically modified corn. And that is a majority of the corn that's really out there these days, unfortunately. You don't have to really take my word on this, but if you go look up a movie called King Corn, it was made by two college students, and it's really fun to watch. It's actually very, 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 very interesting and very, very, very scary. And it was creatively written and filmed and very, very informative. But try to find it. It used to be that you could just do, you could watch it off of Amazon Prime. I'm unsure if there's a rental fee associated with it. And I think you used to be able to watch the entire thing on YouTube also. So I think there's a free source for it. But here again, it's called King Corn. And if you really want to understand why it's not a good thing these days, please watch it. And that's in our food also. It is not good for us. It is absolutely not good. I avoid anything with corn in it at all costs, including high fructose corn syrup. Not natural. It's mostly chemicals. So anytime I see corn as a first ingredient on anything, dog food, cat food, human food, anything in that direction, I try to avoid it. And if you just go watch that movie, spend an hour and a half of your time, It will educate you and you will understand what the problems are out there with our food supply. And there are many, many, many countries nowadays that ban any kind of GMO corn. They don't tell you that because they want to sell it, all right? So the almighty buck comes into play with this. Anyway, I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan. So I don't know how many of these, when they say natural or anything like that, are they using that type of corn? Are they using genetically modified corn? Or are they finding a source of actually good, natural, organic corn? It's getting harder and harder to find that these days. So anyway, back to these pellets. I am not a big fan of all the nutrition or a majority of the nutrition being a lab-created nutrient. Now, people will argue that the body recognizes it the same, but I argue that natural is better. We are meant to take in natural foods, and it makes your body work better. So it stands to reason it's going to make your bird's body work better. And when all there is in here is corn, soybean meal, and soybeans are almost all genetically modified these days too, wheat flour. The problem with wheat flour is wheat has not really been genetically modified in the same way corn has been. It's been hybridized, which is a different process. But what they do with wheat in order to speed up the harvest is they douse it in Roundup, usually. And that kills it off and makes it dry faster. So you don't know how much Roundup you're taking in, and you don't know what the health effects of that are. So with the Lefebvre's, I did not see anything on the label saying that any of this was organic. If I missed something with that, then my mistake, but I didn't see anything that noted that. So here we go with the corn, soybean, wheat. The next one is cane molasses, which is just basically a form of sugar. And then you've got hulled oats and dried egg. And then the rest starts in with oil and then all these kind of chemical nutrients. So to me, this isn't a really good food. It may be tasty. It may be having the molasses in it so it appeals to the bird. But to me, it could be better. Here again, if that's your choice to feed to your bird and it's easier to get it to eat that than an all-seed diet, then maybe that's your choice. Maybe that's the lesser of two evils. But I'm not really liking what I'm seeing with this. So if anyone ever wants to write in and give their opinion on this, or if you have some more facts that I don't have, I welcome that. And the email address is voiceoftheparrot@gmail.com. You can also hit me up. I've got a Facebook page. You can find me on Instagram. Send me a message there. That's all cool. Just hit me up if you've got an opinion or you've got some information or an angle on this that I'm not covering. I'm good with that. I would like to have some more listener participation. So next on the list, I see this in the groups all the time, online, in forums, Zupreme. Oh my gosh, you have to feed your birds Zupreme. It is the best pellet out there. So they have a lot of the same stuff going on in the beginning here. Ground corn, soybean meal, ground millet, ground oat groats, ground barley, ground wheat, wheat germ meal, sugar, vegetable oil. Here's this word again, and it was up in the Lefebvre's. Preserved with tocopherols. We'll get into preservatives in a minute. But then it goes into celery, carrots, parsley, beets, blueberries, cranberries, flaxseed, calcium carbonate, and a whole list of stuff. Dicalcium phosphate, iodized salt, D-L-methionine, choline chloride, L-lysine, monohydrochloride, different vitamin supplements, vitamin E, niacin, biotin, D-calcium, riboflavin, pyridoxine hydrochloride, thiamine mononitrate, vitamin A acetate, vitamin D supplement, menadione sodium, and it just keeps going on. And then the very last ingredient is rosemary extract. Hand in hand with that is this Zupreme fruit blend, and it's got all of this, but it's also got color added to it. There's red 40, yellow 6, blue 1, a separate note of color added, but a lot of these lab-created nutrients. So some people say that the only pellet they can get their bird to eat is Zupreme. So the first one was Zupreme Natural and then the Zupreme Fruit Blend. Now here is the honest-to-God experience I had with Zupreme, because when I first got Zoltan, that's what everyone was recommending. That's the top pellet. Get your bird Zupreme. And, you know, you join a group and that's what everyone's getting on the bandwagon with. But my birds would not eat it. Zoltan wouldn't touch it. He would avoid it as much as he could. And when I got Aggie, same thing. She wouldn't go near it. And I tried and tried and tried because, you know, you're supposed to give them a complete food source besides just seeds. And pellets, the concept is they're supposed to be a complete nutrition source. And then you give fruits and vegetables, preferred vegetables, maybe a little bit of certain types of fruits like some berry kind of stuff or apple, that sort of thing. You don't want to give them anything full of like high sugar content. But at any rate, Zupreme starts out with sugar fairly high on the list. I do like the fact that they've got some of these natural ingredients in it with the veggies, and in the fruit blend, they've got oranges, apples, grapes, bananas. That's about it with that, and really none of the veggies. So they've got the color added and all that. So anyway, I decided to switch them over to a different pellet, and I had all of this Zupreme pellet left over that they just would not touch and they were not interested in. I could, you know, it wasn't happening. So I feed the birds outside and I thought, well, maybe I could just put it out for the wild birds outdoors. And I did. And the wild birds outside will eat just about anything. They would not eat the Zupreme. It was out there for I don't know how long. They wouldn't touch. And I had both of these. I had the natural and the fruit blend. And the wild birds wouldn't touch it either. So that's another indicator that maybe it's really not that good for your birds. Plus, it's all of these lab-created nutrients. Here again, if your opinion is that you're okay with lab-created nutrients and you don't feel like the body recognizes a difference, it's your money, it's your bird, and it's still maybe, in your eyes, maybe it's a better choice than an all-seed diet. You've got to go with what you believe in. So I'm not here to tell you what to do or not to do. I'm here to tell you, read the labels and make good choices. And if you're in an area where you can't find stuff or it's hard to order off of Amazon or whatever, maybe that's what you need to do. I couldn't get it to work. Another one, and I know a lot of people that feed their birds this, is the Rowdy Bush. It's been around for quite a while, and I went to their website. It says on their website, the main ingredients in our maintenance and breeder diets are corn, wheat, and soy meal. To that, we have added vitamin and mineral supplements and an all-natural preservative. Please contact us for additional ingredient information at 1-800-326-1726. And that's all there is on their website as far as the ingredients that they put into their bird pellets. Now, I did mention a little bit ago about the preservatives. Here's the problem with preservatives. It sounds really good, and preservatives have been around for years and years and years. We put them in our food. It damages gut bacteria that's very healthy to have in our bodies. It happens with humans, with preservatives in our food. People are starting to recognize this more and more and more as time goes on. And it is in there to prevent bacteria, mold, all that sort of thing. But if it has the ability to stave off bacterias and molds and kill stuff off so it doesn't rot, it kills off the healthy gut bacterias in our body and in our digestive tracts. So that's the problem I have with preservatives. I don't know that we should be ingesting these, and I don't know that I feel comfortable feeding them to my birds. So I went on to Amazon, and on Amazon you can get a picture of the Rowdy Bush package, and you can see the ingredients there. So that starts out with the ground corn, wheat, soy meal, and this didn't come out very well, soy oil. And then it goes into the calcium carbonate and all the rest of the lab-created nutrients in there and different variants. And the very last one on the list is natural apple flavoring. So here again, it's a popular pellet that a lot of people use. The price is right. They do have a variant that has some dried fruit in it a little bit. And I have experimented with the Rowdy Bush. I can't get Murray to eat it, and I cannot get the budgies to touch it either. So I stopped getting it for them. The next one on the list is my personal favorite. I use two different pellets, and we're going to take another quick detour right here. I have heard some theories that it's always good when you have, like, especially really finicky type pets, and you find a couple different foods that work, get two different companies worth of food. That way, if something happens, the worst happens, and one of them goes out of business, you'll have another one that that picky eater will still eat, right? And it's still kind of acclimated to. So that's my theory in giving mine two different pellets. But I do like these two different pellets for two different reasons. The first one is Harrison's, and they've got a couple different formulas. I'm going to just focus on the adult lifetime, and they've got it in different sizes, and that's what I really like about it. They've got it for large birds on down to tiny birds and baby birds, and they've even got crumbles. So I get the budgies, the Harrison's Lifetime Super Fine. I also get them the high potency. Now, I don't feed a high amount of the high potency. I try to keep it at about 25%, and then the rest, as far as the pellets go, I mix them together. So I do about 25% high potency, 75% adult lifetime. For Murray, I was giving him the first year of his life, particularly the first 6 months that I had him, primarily the high potency. But I've kind of backed off on that, and so he gets a little bit of high potency mixed in with the lifetime. And the different budgies have different preferences with this, and they're all individual, so it's really interesting. But I get them the super fine, and the super fine is about the size of a piece of millet. So it's really easy to convert them to the Harrison's. It does seem to be pretty condensed and pretty heavy. So if they eat it and they fill up a little bit on it, they don't seem to get super hungry. It seems to be kind of a slow release. And they're hard little pellets. They take great pride in the fact that all of their ingredients are organic, and they post that. So that's one reason I really, really, really like them. Now, their first ingredient, here again, is corn, but it's organic corn. Then they have hullless, so no hull on it, organic barley, hulled organic gray millet, which has a little bit different nutrient levels than just regular millet, organic toasted soybeans, organic peas, organic lentils, organic peanut, organic sunflower kernel, organic oat groat, organic alfalfa, organic brown rice, organic chia, and then the calcium carbonate, bentonite, mixed, there's that word again, tocopherols, which they have as a source of vitamin E. So I might have to do a little bit of research on that word and see exactly what kind of preservative that is. Because if that's more of a natural preservative, which vitamin E can be a very natural preservative, then it's not going to have the detrimental effect on the gut. So that could be my bad right there. That could very well be a very natural preservative. But when I see the other words, it's just generic preservatives, that's a red flag to me. Harrison's does not have the generic stuff going on here. So anyway, so the source of vitamin E, and then it goes into sea kelp, salt, algae meal, those are natural and organic. And then it's got the vitamin mineral supplement, vitamin A, vitamin D, DL alpha, tocopherol acetate, vitamin B12 supplement, riboflavin supplement, D calcium, pantothenate, niacin, and it goes on, biotin. You get the idea. So, I mean, you can look these up. It's on their website. You can check everything out. But everything, for the most part, before they get into the supplements that are added, is certified organic ingredients, and I really like that. Here again, I really like the fact that they have size for the little tiny itty bitty birds, and you can mix some millet in with it and convert them very easily, very easily. So the last two on my list are good and bad, very good and very bad, and it's the same exact thing. So it's not bad as in a bad product. So what am I referring to? Tops pellets. They are outstanding. I love them. They don't contain fillers. They do not have soy. They do not have corn. They do not have BHA, BHT, ethoxyquin, and they say they only use fresh natural ingredients to avoid all artificial colors, all artificial flavors, no preservatives, and they do not put any sugar in their product. So the ingredients list, it's organic. Okay, so instead of me saying organic all the time, I'm just going to list off the ingredients. Alfalfa, millet, barley, rice, sunflower seed, hulled, sesame seeds, unhulled, quinoa, whole, pumpkin, buckwheat, dandelion leaf powder, carrot powder, spinach leaf powder, purple dulse, organic kelp, and of course all the rest organic, rose hips powder, rose hips crushed, orange peel powder, lemon peel powder, rosemary whole leaf, cayenne ground, crushed red chili peppers, nettle leaf, and cinnamon. This is an incredible, incredible pellet. They are also cold pressed, so they don't destroy any of the ingredients with heat. The only thing I don't like about Tops is that it has been very difficult to get my budgies to eat it. Now, Murray loves chewing up these pellets. He will just sit and crunch these up and eat them, and it's his favorite out of everything. He eats these like a champ, just loves them. If you can get your birds to eat them, it's awesome. What I have done is I bought myself a little mortar and pestle that are stainless steel, and I got it off Amazon for like $14 or whatever, and I'll throw some pellets in there, and I'll just lightly crush them just to break the pellets up a little bit so they're not a big whole pellet. And I've had the best luck with their large pellets over the small ones. And it doesn't really take me that much time. So what I do is I do a little crush, 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 bust them up just a little bit, and then the budgies will eat them very readily. And I don't know if they just haven't figured out how to attack them yet, or the joy of crushing them up with their beaks. I don't know. They will go crazy on destroying toys, but they won't really attack these pellets. Now, they have different sizes of pellets. I think they've got the large, the small, and the mini pellets. I might be missing one. And they have some other products, too, so you can go out on their website and explore that. But they also have bird bread, and that has some really good ingredients in it. I would recommend, if you're going to make bird bread for your bird, get the mix from Harrison's. Now, I have purchased the Harrison's bird bread, and my birds go crazy on it. The Harrison's have a very fair price for their shipping, and I buy directly from their website. But anyway, when I bought the bird bread by Harrison's, my birds went absolutely ape over the bread. Oh my goodness, I'd give them a little bit in the evening, and they'd peck at it, and it was a good thing. So Tops also has a bird bread, but here's the problem. They have a really good pellet price. So you can get two bags that are 4 pounds each. So you get 8 pounds, $51, free shipping. Okay, great. Pellets are free shipping. If you buy two bags of them, you're good to go. However, if you add any products to the free shipping products, they automatically add shipping to that, which is exorbitant. I don't know why. I did not contact them. I did not ask them, but I messed around on their website today. And if you take the two bundled packages of pellets with the free shipping and you add one bag of bird bread, the shipping goes from free up to $30 and change. And I was about ready to have a heart attack. Ah, oh my gosh. Holy cow. So What was I talking about with the bad ones? So this is where I'm going to pick on Bird Tricks again. Just because someone is very, very popular online and they have a little level of fame going on there and they're doing other stuff okay, but when it comes to some of their sales, like I said on the cookbook review, oh my gosh, their prices are so inflated, I cannot justify buying from them. And if you look at the Bird Tricks pellets, they are the exact same thing as Tops. It is Tops pellets repackaged. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it is. And if you watch their videos, they say all day long, they're our pellets. They're our pellets. No, they're Tops pellets repackaged with their label on it. And I don't know how they get away with it because I actually contacted Tops about this. And I asked them, do you allow rebranding or relabeling with your own label and your own brand or whatever? And they said, no, we don't allow that. And I said, well, that's weird because Bird Tricks does it and it's obviously your pellets. And they shut me down and they would not talk to me anymore. So I don't know if they have a contract with them or maybe Bird Tricks has a resale license and they're just setting it up like a resale and putting it in their bags. I don't know. But I'm going to give you some of their pricing. So if you buy 8 pounds of the quote-unquote Bird Tricks pellets, which is the Tops pellets, look at the labels. They are word for word, ingredient for ingredient, character for character, copy-pasted, exactly the same. It is the same product. They also have the same blueberry-flavored bird bread. So when it comes to the pellets, like I said, from Tops, from the Tops website, you can get 2 bags, 4 pounds each, $51, free shipping. If you buy the same exact thing from Bird Tricks, you're buying 8 pounds, so both of them are 8 pounds, that's comparable, $65, $12.50 shipping, depending on where you are in the U.S. I did it for about the Central America. I found a zip code of a random city and I did a calculation and it came out to $12.50. So if you're out on the East Coast, it could be a little bit more depending on what shipping carrier they use. They also have both Tops and Bird Tricks offer 25-pound bags of the pellets. Tops charges $80.69 for that 25-pound bag. Bird Tricks charges $149 for that 25-pound bag. Tops charges quite a bit for shipping on it. I was kind of shocked. So with their shipping price and the 25 pounds of pellets, you're going to pay a total of $128.06. That's the pellets with shipping. If you buy the same exact thing off of the Bird Tricks website, you're going to pay $149 plus another $24 on top of that for shipping. So that's almost $170-some dollars, $173-ish dollars, $74, something like that. So there is a big, big, big jump in the markup price on those. Bird Tricks also offers, as I had mentioned, the blueberry bird bread. And on the Tops website, their bird bread is $11.69 for the bag. And then I also want to mention that with Tops, they have a 1 pound bag of their pellets for $5.59. So you can get the bird bread for $11.69 and 1 pound of their pellets for $5.59, bringing that up to roughly $17. I don't know what the shipping is. If you buy the same thing off of Bird Tricks website, you get the bag of bird bread and 1 pound of pellets. They call it a sample bag. And they're going to charge you $34.95 plus another $12.50 in shipping. Come on, Bird Tricks. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. Shame on you guys. This is highway robbery. This is the exact same thing. Now, for those of you out there listening to this, I'm going to give you a quick rundown on how resale works. Typically speaking, if you've got a business license and you set up for a resell kind of situation on a particular product, you're buying from the manufacturer, you're buying from the supplier, whatnot, they usually give you a wholesale pricing, and then they want you to mark it up to their retail pricing so it's not competition, it matches, it's fair, and it's across the board kind of the same thing. Some people take a little bit of liberty with the pricing and they change it. Sometimes there's no parameters or guidelines on that. Some companies don't care. But generally speaking, that's kind of how it works. There's a set retail, preferred retail price, and the person reselling it gets a wholesale price. That way, when they sell it, they can have a little bit of profit and it's worth their time to resell it. That's how it works. These guys are taking such a jump in price, I don't know what they're thinking. And then they're saying that it is their pellets. I don't know what their contract is with Tops. I don't know how they're working it. Like I said, I asked some questions. I got shut down hard on this. So the point is, if you really want a good pellet and you're willing to spend the time to get your bird to convert to it, or you've got a little bit larger of a beak, more so than a budgie beak, they may really like chewing on it. They like busting them apart. You can break their pellets apart with your fingers. They're, like I said, they're cold pressed, which means they take all these dry ingredients that are organic and whole ingredients. They don't heat them up so they don't lose any more nutrition than necessary. And they just compress them into pellets and they break apart very easily. They're not hard to crush. It's not hard for birds to bust apart. Plus, Tops has different sizes of pellets. So check that out. My birds all seem to really, really love the flavor. They really like it. They eat it well. And then some of my budgies really prefer the Harrisons. They all eat the Tops also. So I think both of those are a good combination. It's actually just my preference. Please, again, do what's right for you. Do what you feel is best for your birds or what is preferred. Or if you have to feed them one of these other brands of pellets because that's all they will eat, it's better than nothing, I guess. I mean, they do have nutrients in it, and you can always argue the fact that the body recognizes it the same. I'm not a nutritionist when it comes to birds. I have a high level of interest in the nutrition, but I'm not going to say I'm a professional. I just do my homework a lot, and I try to think logically about it, and I try to gravitate to what I feel is going to be in my bird's best interest. So that's how I go about it. Now, for all of you bird tricks fans out there that are ready to just jump all over me about bashing them, it's okay. Listen, they've got a Patreon that you can join and support them that way. And then you're going to get their videos, you're going to get their bird training knowledge, you're going to get the bird behavior knowledge. And they're actually pretty good at that, I think. I do think they also have the market kind of cornered with that. If you go on their website and you look at their video downloads for their courses and stuff, I think that those are very, very highly inflated prices, but they're the only people out there doing it, so they can set their price wherever they want. And I think it's a little bit ridiculous. However, I've never watched their videos beyond what's on YouTube. I do think that they do have a lot of knowledge and they explain things very, very well. So if you get value out of that and you really want to know how to train your birds, you're very into the entertainment aspects of it, and that's really what you like to do, you like to watch that sort of thing and learn in that sort of manner, then hey, if you make use of it, then you're getting your dollar's worth, right? It's when you buy something and you never use it, you don't get value out of it. So if you take the knowledge and you apply it to your birds, you're going to get something out of that. You're going to get bonding out of that. And that's cool. And like I said in the cookbook episode, that's where they need to just kind of stick with bird training, in my opinion. I feel like it would be a lot more respectable to say, hey, we support Tops pellets. We think these are the best on the market and we're a proud reseller of Tops. Or get an affiliate marketing link, because that's what a lot of different resellers are going to since everything is going online these days. And if they had an affiliate marketing link, they could still sell those pellets through their website with just a link and then get a little bit of cut of the sale and collect a check every week. And it would be worth them doing that to promote a product. It's essentially the same as reselling without having all the shipping back and forth and then double shipping by the time they get it and then ship it from their facility. It leaves less of a carbon footprint on the planet. So, I mean, affiliate marketing is the way to go. I don't know if Tops offers that. So I don't know what they're doing with this whole thing saying it's their pellets. It's not their pellets. I truly believe that they are repackaging them and putting their brand on Tops pellets. So if you're looking for a really great pellet, just go to the Tops website, purchase from them. And here again, they've got some really good bundle deals. But then if you add anything extra to it, it gets rid of the free shipping and suddenly it's a huge shipping price. So I'm not crazy about that. The other kind of cool thing, like I mentioned a little bit ago, is Tops also has the little 1 pound packets, and you can also get a little sample packet. I have purchased the little sample packets. They're like a dollar, and then you have to pay shipping on top of that, which isn't much because it's just a tiny little sample, so it doesn't cost much to ship. But I would say there's more value in getting the 1 pound bag because sometimes it takes a little while to get a bird to warm up to something. If you cannot get your birds to eat the Tops pellets, try getting a small little mortar and pestle and just kind of crushing them. You don't want to make it into a powder. You just want to crush it enough to break those pellets apart. And then it's up to your birds. Do they like the small little tiny mini pellets? Do they like the small pellets? Do they like the large pellets? I prefer working with the large ones. I think they break apart a little bit differently, a little bit bigger. So they bust apart easier for their beaks in a way. Murray loves the large pellets, but he eats both of them. I think the large pellets are easier for me to kind of bust apart with my mortar and pestle. So that's my personal preference. And then here again, I do about half and half with the Harrisons and the Tops. And then I also add, I've been experimenting with freeze-dried vegetable mixes. So I add some of that in. And then I just put a tiny little amount of their seed mix in with all of that. So I would say overall they get about 15-ish% seeds, and the rest of it is a really high quality pellet and some dried veggies. And then they do get some fresh veggies and greens and things like that through the day also. So I give them a pretty good variety. And that's how I feed my birds. But this was my focus on pellets today. So, what kind of pellets are you feeding your birds? What have you had the best luck with? How old are your birds? How long have they been eating them? And have you had any health problems from it? Have they been shorter lived or longer lived? I would love to know. I would love to know what you're saying. Some of these companies like the Rowdy Bush and the Lefebvre's, I still don't know if I'm saying that right, the Lefebvre's, they've been around forever. So, they have some staying power in the industry, so they've got to be doing something right. But I really don't like the generic preservatives, I don't like the added sugar, and I don't like the huge long list of not natural ingredients. I prefer everything I feed to my birds to be as organic as much as possible, and I go with what works. So I hope this has been helpful. If you found it helpful, if you think it would be good in different groups, you see people asking questions, feel free to post a link to this episode. All of my episodes can be heard and found at voiceoftheparrot.show, and then you can just go find this one. I'm airing this on April 9th, 2024, so that's easy to just go to the website, find it, and then you can just link directly to this and post it in a group or wherever it is, in a forum, whatever you're doing. And whoever you're having these conversations with, it's easy to find it that way. So there you go. You can also email me here again, voiceoftheparrot@gmail.com, or through Facebook or through Instagram. Just do a search for Voice of the Parrot on all of that, and I should come right up. This has been fun. It's been a mouthful. But I hope you're having fun trying new things with your birds out there, getting them to eat healthy. You know, the thing is, birds are going to naturally gravitate to what's not necessarily good for them. And we have to be in charge of their diets because they are not out in the wild, flying away from predators and getting those adrenaline rushes that jump up their caloric expenditures. They're not flying for miles and miles and miles and miles every day like they would in the wild, having to look and search and hunt for stuff to eat that's good for them. And they do need a variety. That's why I like the Tops and the Harrisons. They have the longest list of the natural ingredients on their ingredients list. So they do need a variety beyond just birdseed. And when you only feed just a seed diet, that's a very, very, very high fat content. It will eventually give them fatty liver disease, and that will shorten their life and make them sick. So that's why you want to do a really good pellet, and then veggies, and a little bit of fruit on top of that. The only exception with fruit would be the Eclectus parrots, and then some of the lorikeets, and those are fruit-eating parrots, and they need a higher content of that. So make sure that you do your homework no matter what kind of bird you have. Treat them right, give them the best food you can possibly afford, and have fun with them. Spend time with them. Enjoy your birds. They are the best friends you could ever have in your life. I swear to God, they are so wonderful and so cute, and they do such cute little destructive behaviors, don't they? Oh my gosh. All right, I think I've yakked at you guys long enough. This is going to be a long episode. And I hope you enjoyed it. Here again, don't forget, share in the groups when you get into discussions on these sorts of things. Maybe it will be helpful to somebody else out there. Have a great one, everyone, and I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.